Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please, on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots. My voice is still here, just barely, but here. I hosted the Alex Jones Show for an hour today, as I do every Tuesday, between 12 noon and 1 o'clock West Coast time, East Coast time. That would be, what, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. I host Alex Jones for an hour. And, man, does that guy have a lot of people listening and watching, because I get more response on Alex Jones Show than I used to get when I was a guest on Fox News. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And that comes a week after I was a guest host all week on Real America's Voice Network. Great honor to be on all these networks, and basically they're all auditions for my own TV show, so we shall see what happens very soon. There's a lot of terrible news, a lot of good news, and a lot of comic news today. Let me read you some of the more comic ones. This is a true story. Stephen Colbert catches COVID for the second time in 3 weeks after thanking the vaccine the first time. He doesn't even realize, this should be a headline, Wayne Root says Stephen Colbert probably has AIDS. The vaccine gives you VADS, which is a vaccine version of AIDS. It destroys your immune system, and it makes it much more likely that you will catch every cold, every flu, and every infection that comes your way. And I've got stats during this show to tell you about how the vaccine causes AIDS, and it's in the numbers that we get from governments like England. Vaccinated people have VADS, vaccine AIDS, acquired immune deficiency. Stephen Colbert literally looks like he probably has AIDS. It's almost impossible to catch, like a guy like me. I've been sick once in 25 years. Remember I used to brag on the show, I'd never been sick in 25 years, and then last November I caught COVID. I think I caught COVID. I mean, I tested for it. It came up positive, but we all know every single test comes up positive. But it came up positive twice. I took it twice, came up positive twice, and then I got over it in 48 hours. There was nothing. But the point is, that's the first time I've been sick in 25 years. Stephen Colbert just got sick, not just sick, but COVID for the second time in 3 weeks, and he's thanking the vaccine. Here's a guy who doesn't even know the vaccine has ruined his life. He probably has AIDS, otherwise known as VADS. Other funny news, too funny to even imagine. So, it's hard to even believe, but the Janet Yellen is the Treasury chief, and she says banning abortion will be very damaging to the U.S. economy. And you're just sitting here going, is this really America? Is this not Saturday Night Live? Is this not a comedy routine? Some sort of comedy skit? comedy skit? It's just unbelievable to me. Banning abortion will be damaging to the U.S. economy. How is banning abortion damaging to the U.S. economy? These people are just another example of how mentally ill the left is. They've all lost their minds, and they desperately need, a rubber room and a mental institution for life, and they need mommy to take care of them, because this is too much. They need a kiss from mommy and a straitjacket and a rubber room, because you just can't believe anybody who's the Treasury chief could make the statement that abortion is going to be bad for the economy. People are just crazy. U.S. gas prices hit all-time record, and peak driving season is not even upon us yet. We all know that everyone loves to get in their car in America in July and August, or maybe right after Memorial Day, maybe even June, July, and August would be counted as peak driving season. We're not even there yet, and gas just hit the all-time high. The gas, no surprise, the gasoline misery index reports drivers now paying $704 more for gas this year. U.S. motorists will pay roughly $704 more this year at the gas pumps than they did last year, according to the Gas Misery Index. And don't forget, this is all self-inflicted. Under Trump, it was the lowest gas prices, the lowest ever. And Trump made sure that we were drilling and we were pumping and we were doing everything a human being could do, burning clean coal, burning nuclear, everything you could possibly do to find more sources of oil. Our country is sitting on all the oil in the world, more than they've got in the Middle East. We were literally the number one energy supplier in the world. We were fracking like crazy. And all of a sudden, Biden comes along and he shuts down all the pipeline projects. He says you can't drill anymore. He doesn't want any more coal. And suddenly the United States of America has no gas, and the gas we have is the highest in history. You think that's a mistake? You think that's a coincidence? At the beginning of 2021, which was Trump's presidency, the price of gas was $2.33 a gallon. Current price average around the country, $4.28, represents an 84% jump. So when they say inflation is 8.5%, no, actually gas inflation is 84%. It's out of control. It's going wild. And how about grocery prices? How about restaurant menu prices? I just saw an article. Where is it? Here it is. Prices are going up so fast at this restaurant, they're using stickers on the menu to fathom just how rampant inflation is now. Duck into the Miami River Cafe, a Mexican place in Miami's East Little Havana district. It's not the prices on the menu so much they'll shock you. It's the fact the prices were scrawled in pen on stickers slapped on the menu. Those stickers are a telltale sign that prices are going up at such a rapid-fire clip. The staff is struggling to print new menus fast enough. Rewriting prices on old menus is easier and cheaper. A scan of the restaurant's Facebook increases. The special offered every Wednesday and Friday has been a dollar tacos for years. That changed in February of last year when it was raised to $1.25. A month later, it went to $1.50. This January, shot up to $1.75. Now it's $2. That's four increases over 15 months that add up to 100%, well above the supposed inflation rate of 8.5% in the country. This newspaper journalist called Miami River Cafe seeking comments, and no one ever called him back. Gee, I wonder why. No one wants to be the one on record saying your restaurant is changing prices by the minute. And here's the amazing thing. First of all, Americans fret about gas prices, don't see the country headed in the right direction. Rasmussen reports a new poll shows only 28% of likely U.S. voters surveyed think the country is headed in the right direction. You know what that makes me say, speaking of comical? Who the F is the 28% that think the country's headed in the right direction? Can you imagine? It's, you know, most people look at that and go, oh, that's a really bad number. Only 28% think the country's headed in the right direction. Biden's in trouble. He's never going to win re-election. No, you're right, he's not. He'll never be up for re-election. They're never going to let him run again. They're going to put the old man in the nursing home, where it'll be the last you ever hear of him, until, God forbid, his obituary. But that's just the truth. I'm just telling you the honest truth. Democrats are going to throw the old man from the airplane. Remember, it was throw grandma from the plane, or from the train? Throw grandma from the train, I think it was. They're going to throw grandpa from the plane, from Air Force One, and then they're going to put him in a nursing home, and you'll never hear from him again until the day the poor man dies. The poor man passes with his Alzheimer's or dementia. But what I see isn't that. It's not the low 28% that will cause Biden to never run again and to be the most hated man in America, a man who will go down in history as destroying the American economy and destroying the middle class, causing an O-Biden Great Depression, Obama and Biden together. But what I see is, can you imagine there's 28% of people in the United States that think the country's going in the right direction? How could that be? My God! Biden blames Putin and ultra-MAGA for inflation. This was today. He gave a press conference. He blamed Russia's war in Ukraine, corporate greed, the pandemic, and the policies of ultra-MAGA Republicans for causing record-high inflation, and insisted the Democrats' big spending didn't spur the highest price increase in 40 years. It's not because of spending. Our policies help, not hurt. Can you imagine? He doesn't even know what he's saying. What I have to do, he says, explain in simple, straightforward language what's going on, the president said. In other words, he thinks we're all morons. He said he needs to do a better job communicating with voters who are not focused on the right reasons for high gas prices and consumer goods. He says, right now it's confusing. There's a war in Ukraine. I'm not suggesting the American people can't understand it, but they're working 8 to 10 hours a day just to put food on the table. That's because of you, you moron. Your plan to fight inflation should be that you instantly go to a nursing home and resign the presidency. Moron. The only problem with that plan is it makes Kamala Harris president of the United States. You know, heels up Harris. You know, Biden and the hoe. Joe and the hoe. That's who the president of the United States is going to be. The hoe whose heels were in the air with Willie Brown. That's how she got to the top. She screwed her way to the top. She clearly doesn't know anything. It's not a joke anymore. Have you ever heard her speak? She doesn't have dementia, and she speaks worse than Biden. She has no idea where she is. She doesn't know anything about any issue. She is the dumbest person I've ever heard in my entire life, bar none. Okay? She makes the guy with dementia look smart. Joe Biden looks like a professor compared to Kamala Heels Up Harris. My God. That's what's going on with your country. Crazy old man that belongs in a nursing home running the country, doesn't know his name, wears a diaper, gets his diaper changed in the basement with a mask on by his wife, who he thinks is his sister, and you got the hoe as the vice president of the United States, who screwed her way to the top. What a country. God bless America. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Kyle LeBrew, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LeBrew stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LeBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLeBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health here. Listen, if you're like me, I was on a yo-yo for 10 years, man. That is a lot of ups and downs. Lose 10, gain 20. Lose 20, gain 30. Felt bad, brain fog, bone on bone on my knees. But I got great news for you. I learned that every diet works for a minute. But life is longer than a minute. We need something that's simple, that's scientific, that's sustainable. And I found it. For 25 years, I've been the same shape and size. I rebuilt the cartilage in my knees. I reversed high blood pressure, and you can too. Hey, do you know that a typical woman loses 15 to 20 pounds of fat? A man loses 20 to 30 every 4 weeks. Be a skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for SteelsAndDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. They ship nationwide. It's called Steels and Deals LV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. SteelsAndDealsLV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30% to 80% off retail. SteelsAndDealsLV.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. You'll get the best price for any product, TVs, furniture for your home, office, or
furniture, patio, microwave, ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecue, smokers, generators, pianos, refrigerators, wheelchairs, steals and deals, LV.com has it all at 30 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to steals and deals LV.com and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to steals and deals LV.com or call 725-260-3337. Steals and deals LV.com. It's like stealing.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
The incredible rising gas prices and the incredible rising grocery prices and the restaurant menus where they gotta put little stickers on the price that's going up so fast and the country going down because of Joe and the hoe. Everything going wrong with people who don't belong in the positions they're in, but of course these are the consequences of a stolen freaking election. How many times, how many hours, thousands of hours have I devoted on this show to the COVID vaccines being bogus and dangerous and deadly? And never does the mainstream media ever touch the topic, ever. But what about today? The Wall Street Journal has a story. Here's the headline. COVID cases rise in parts of the U.S. with the highest vaccination rates. Drum roll, please. Wayne Root was right again. New England and Puerto Rico have rising hospitalization and cases after faring better than much of the country previously. As fourth doses of COVID vaccines roll out, some are questioning whether the general population needs them. Gee, I wonder why you'd question that. The stats are out, and they're so bad. They're quoting the most minor stat, that the places with the highest vaccination rates have the most sick people. You know why? Because they've got acquired immune deficiency from the vaccine, it appears. From all the stats in England and Ireland and Scotland and Wales, every country where they're allowing actual numbers to come out, which the CDC almost never does. But, of course, we've got the VAERS list in the United States compiled by the CDC. They don't know. They're too embarrassed to just get rid of it. They'd like to kill the evidence, but they're scared to death to kill the evidence, so they won't do that. So the VAERS list, now they leave it, but they just make fun of it. But it's 27,000 dead directly from the vaccine. And, of course, Columbia University says multiply by 20. So it's probably in the neighborhood of 540,000 dead Americans, over a half million from the vaccine, and millions injured and hundreds of thousands badly injured. And nobody wants to tell you that. And then around the world, where they release all the real numbers that they don't, the CDC does not allow in the United States to get out, because they're protecting their benefactors. The big pharma companies like Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, they try to protect them. Do you ever see who runs all these big pharma companies? It's the former heads of the FDA. And do you ever see who runs the FDA? It's the former heads of big pharma. They're all out to protect each other and kiss each other's asses and cover up for all the deaths they're causing while they make billions and billions of dollars. Not the companies. Each individual executive at these companies is becoming a billionaire. And for the rest of all time, their family will have billions and billions and billions of dollars. And meanwhile, they got it on the blood and the dead bodies of Americans who are dropping like flies of heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, cancer from this vaccine. It's insane. And of course, the places who have the most vaccine levels have the highest COVID cases and the highest hospitalizations all across America and all over the world. Welcome to my world, Wall Street Journal. You finally got it right. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Energized Health. Speaking of good health versus bad health, here's Energized Health, owned by my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat I did not know I had. Dangerous inner body visceral fat. Gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. And now 18 months later, I look the best I have looked in, I don't know about my whole life, but certainly the best I've looked in 20 years. I'm reverse aging. It's my fountain of youth. I love you, Energized Health. I'll be on this program for life. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and easy and scientific. Right now, you get 40% off on top of everything I just told you. 40% off for my fans. Just say WAR or Wayne Allyn Root or I Love Wayne Show, and you get 40% off. Call them at 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, toll free, 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com, John and Chelsea Jubilee at Energized Health. When we get back, if you haven't heard enough that makes you sick and makes you laugh at the same time because it's so absurd, California is bragging that they're going to become the first abortion tourism state, luring pregnant women to the state who want to get abortions with funds for airfare, lodging, and meals. Welcome to California, the land of killing your babies. This is insanity. Insanity. Nothing like a vacation while you murder your baby. Sick.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly. All for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
War now.
USA Radio News. Security is being stepped up for U.S. Supreme Court justices.
The Senate unanimously passed a bill that would extend protections to immediate family members of the Supreme Court. The bill was introduced by Texas Republican John Cornyn and Connecticut Democrat Chris Coons days after Politico published a leaked draft decision written by Justice Samuel Alito that would strike down Roe v. Wade. That prompted immediate protests outside of the Supreme Court and plans for protests outside of the homes of the conservative justices. The bill would give around-the-clock security to family members in line with what some executive and congressional officials receive. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Retail gas prices in the U.S. rose on Tuesday and hit another record. According to AAA, the average cost of a gallon of gas hit $4.37. That surpassed the former record of $4.33. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia: excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian: I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy: 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR: 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
otherwise known as War. Welcome back to the show, The Root, The Root, The Root's on fire, and that's perfect timing because the country's on fire. The United States is one big dumpster fire under Joe Biden. Before we get to my next guest, the famous Michael Lindell, the pillow guy, I want to remind you the sponsor of this segment of the show is Gold Gate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, your SEP IRA, your 401k? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. Inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You could feel it. You could hear it. You could see it. You know it. That's why I recommend you diversify with. And the company I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And if you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call now, toll-free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. Gold. We got Mike Lindell with us. His company is called MyPillow. He is the inventor and CEO and a great friend of President Trump. And we welcome him to the show. Mike Lindell, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me on.
You know, you and I, you at the risk of your company and me at the risk of everything I do in the media and my national radio show, we have both been on the same team since the day after the election saying it's stolen, it's stolen, it's stolen, it was rigged, it's stolen. And I do believe now that 2,000 Mules absolutely positively proved Dinesh D'Souza's new movie that the election was stolen. I just wanted to get your take if you saw 2,000 Mules and what your thoughts are on about it and whether you and I are now officially vindicated.
Well, we were officially vindicated before about a month and a half ago. We had all the evidence we put up on frankspeech.com of what was inside the machines because we have that now. But were we 100% with 2,000 Mules? Absolutely. 2 hours before it aired, it's kind of interesting. 2 hours before it aired nationally in all the theaters, that's when the Supreme Court leaked out.
Right.
And I believe that was done on purpose. It's never happened before in history. It's once again election deflection. And it's everybody look over here. Everybody look over here. And you know we're right over target again when both Fox and Newsmax will not allow 2,000 Mules to be talked about. This is just coming out today. It's absolutely disgusting. They try and suppress everything about this election, and they're just not going to be able to do it. It just gets more and more every day. I watched 2,000 Mules twice. I also seen it in Mar-a-Lago, and you can't deny facts. I mean, one of the things, you know, when we got what was inside the machines, that's like a foreign language. That's like, we can't, you know, you need a geek to read it, an IT guy, a cyber guy to read this and get it translated. I put it all up there. But this is, everybody can see, you've got it on video. You have pings on your phone. They solved a murder case with it. They said, hey, here's what we do. Here's what you can do with this technology. And it's all, you can't argue it. And instead of even argue it, that's what the media does. They just go silent. They go completely silent. Rather than first they tried to badmouth it right away and say, oh, it's been unproven, it's been discredited. And someone comes out with that, and then that didn't work. So then now they just don't, you know, they suppress the conservative media level.
Yeah, well, great minds think alike. I wrote a whole column last week, Mike, about the fact that it's no coincidence why it was leaked at the moment it was leaked about the Supreme Court Roe versus Wade, because it was on the eve of the 2,000 Mules coming out, and it was more Democrat, I call it WMDs, weapons of mass distraction and weapons of mass deception. That's what they're up to. And it's funny you mentioned Fox News and Newsmax. I don't know if you know my history, Mike, but I was one of the top guests on Fox News. They always said their audience loved me, and they loved loved me, and all of a sudden I'm banned on Fox News. I can never get on there. My columns were number one on FoxNews.com. They refused to accept a column from me. The editor admitted that the people at Fox News have banned Wayne Root. And Newsmax TV, I was the number one host on Newsmax with the primetime show. 3 years, 750 episodes. Newsmax went from like 15 million homes to 75 million homes with me as their 8 o'clock p.m. East Coast host. And then I mentioned that George Soros is the enemy of America in March of 2020. And that night, the network executives told me, you're never going to be on our network ever again. You said something terrible about George Soros. We don't want you on the network anymore. And you're fired. And they sent me a check and I was gone.
It's just disgusting. I've said it before. I believe Fox was in it. I believe they're traitors to our country. I believe they were in on it. I say, you know, because right after the election, they didn't start talking about all the evidence. I was one of the last people that ever appeared on Fox. That was on Tucker way back a year and 3 months ago. And then when you talk about Newsmax, I don't know if Ruddy's a coward or a traitor. One of the two. You got the verdict still out.
I always liked him as a person. You know, him and I had a great relationship, and I just saw him.
Yeah.
Funny enough, he's the guy that fired me over Soros, and I saw him no more than 2 months ago in Florida, and we sat down together. He was very nice to me. Couldn't have been more gracious and more nice.
Right.
But I didn't bring up the topic. Hey, why did you fire me over George Soros? Right. I mean,
right.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, is every network owned by Soros?
His lawyers, I think he's afraid of his own shadow. That's just personally, I think. You know, the other week, about 3 weeks ago or a month ago, when all the news came out of Wisconsin with Gableman, who the ex-Supreme Court judge in Wisconsin, who did the 7 month investigation and actually, you know, recommended decertifying Wisconsin.
Yes.
Well, they actually had Jenna Ellis on Newsmax to talk about that investigation. And I called up Chris and I said, Chris, I said, wow, I want to commend you for having on Jenna Ellison. He goes, yeah, he said, you know, if you spoke out about the election and the truth, just reporting that it happens like that, or just reporting these preliminary injunctions we're doing, I said, heck, you would blow Fox out of the water. And he was all proud of that. And I go, Chris, so, you know, when can I come on? He goes, Mike, we're just not quite ready for that.
Unbelievable.
And, it's like,
unbelievable.
He's afraid, you know, boy, you could, if you had everybody like Chris Ruddy, that's how Dominion and Smartmatic and all these got away with lawfare. That's what they got away with. And,
it's
pretty sad.
Like,
Carrie Lake was just going on there to talk about the, in fact, she did talk about 2,000 meals, and now she's banned from going on Newsmax.
It's so sad. I mean, you realize, you know, nobody understands the definition of conservatism or republicanism better than me. When I was 3 years old, Mike, in 1963, I was handing out literature for Barry Goldwater in my father's arms at a train station in Mount Vernon, New York. 3 years old. That was 57 years ago. I've been a Republican and a proud conservative for 57 years. I'm a son of a butcher, and my dad, the butcher, started the New York State Conservative Party to get rid of the rhinos like Rockefeller and Javits. So I think I know a thing or two about republicanism and conservatism. And when the biggest conservative networks in America ban Wayne Root and fire Wayne Root, then they don't even have any idea what conservative means, and they're not conservative. It's that simple, right?
Exactly. I mean, it's like when I've said it before, the biggest threat to our country is, you know, when you take away someone's communications and you're trying to take a country, which they did through the machines, through this, the biggest crime in history of this 2020 election, you had to have conservative media in your pocket. If you didn't, they would have reported stuff. I'll give an example. In Michigan, in the middle of the night, 3 a.m. in Michigan, 100-some thousand votes come down for Biden. And everyone said, the media says, you know what? Those darn Democrats, those inner city, those mail-in votes, they all went for Biden. Well, that's not true. If Fox News or Newsmax would have been on board, they would have questioned it and said, wait a minute, the mail-in votes in Michigan were counted on the morning of the 3rd. Where did these votes come from?
Right.
But instead, you had no other side. They were too busy right after the election, everybody, of talking about Hunter Biden's laptop, which was too late. They should have talked about that before the election. It was already election deflection at that time. That's what they do, and that's what they're very good at. Yeah, I'll give another example of deflection. Look at Afghanistan, everybody. Afghanistan, 10 days later, Biden gets out there and says, if you have 100 or more people in your company, you have to have a shot. So everybody in the country went, oh, no, let's go after that. And they forgot immediately about Afghanistan because they were worried about this 100 people in your company. This is like marketing. It's like the massive marketing and what they're doing. And that's how they pulled off the biggest crime. And that's how they're doing the biggest cover-up in history.
Mike, it's not marketing. It's brainwashing. It's psychology and brainwashing.
It's propaganda. You know? Yes. You're right. You're right.
And it's really terrible. And listen, Mike, I'm Jewish, and my relatives died and were imprisoned in the Holocaust. And I'm telling you, this reminds me of Hitler and the Holocaust, the propaganda level. I'm not comparing the death. No, let nobody say, Wainwright says they're dragging people off to camps. I didn't say that. But the level of brainwashing and banning and censorship and how you've got to agree with the government and how they've got a ministry of misinformation now, it's all Nazi-level propaganda and censorship. It's very scary. And any Jewish person that doesn't see this is blind, deaf, dumb, or delusional. I'm telling you, folks, that's what it reminds me of. Hey, Mike, I know we planned on a one-segment interview, but I could talk to you for hours. Could you stay through a break and just do one more segment? Because I have so much more to ask you about. Are you available?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. Let's keep Mike on for one more segment. Love you, Mike, and everything you do for this country. You're a great hero, and I'm a big fan of yours. We'll be right back. More with Mike Lindell, the CEO and inventor of MyPillow. Great friend of President Trump. Great patriot. Great friend of America. If only all of America was Mike Lindell's. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There are some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Covet does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. The Root's on fire. Michael Lindell is with us. He is the CEO of MyPillow, great friend of President Trump, great friend of all patriots in this country. And last week, Mike, you rejoined Twitter, and then you were immediately suspended again. But I don't know if you saw today, Elon Musk said as soon as he takes over, Trump is welcome back. I hope that means you and I are welcome back, because I was banned for life in January of 2021. And so I'm one of those permanently banned people along with you and Trump. So hopefully you and I and Trump are all welcome back.
Yeah, let me tell you, I want to explain the Twitter thing, everybody, real quick. This was the third time that Twitter actually allowed a fake Mike to go out there. This is a week prior. Now, you have to go back 1 week before I put my account up. 1 week prior to that, they put up a fake Mike Lindell, and I called Twitter, or not called Twitter, we reached out to them, even my attorneys, and said, we want this taken down, because they were acting like they were me again, and they would not take it down. And I'm going, and they were gaining like tens of thousands of followers. And Newsweek actually did an article and said, Mike Lindell's back on Twitter. But it didn't grab hold. Obviously, others checked it out. They called me. I said, I'm not back up on Twitter. That's a fake account. But Newsweek would not take their article down. So I thought, okay, I'm going to fix you guys. So I put up my own. I did a video and put up, like you've seen the account, Mike J. Lindell, I put up. And I knew that they would take it down. It would probably make worldwide news, which it did. But now everybody knows that I'm not on Twitter. Okay, so they that bad one that they put up, that Twitter's done it before, where they allowed the bad one. I think they even did it themselves, especially last year when they were running it, saying, I'm okay with the election. I'm going, no, I'm not okay with the election. And so this was, it was more of a strategic move to get it so that people didn't keep signing up for that fake one. I knew they were going to ban me, and so it worked out pretty good. I got worldwide news again. I got to tell everyone about it. Every time media calls and says, Mike, you were taken on Twitter again. I said, well, yeah, because they put up a fake one, because they're always worried about the election evidence we have and or me talking about the biggest crime in history. And so we got to do a round and round with the media all over again. So
that, look, you and I both, Mike, nailed it that this was a stolen election. It was clearly a stolen election. I went through 100 reasons why the week after the election happened. But what's really sad is that now it appears you see the consequences of a rigged and stolen election. The country is on fire. I don't know if America's ever going to recover. I think that even if Trump, let's say Trump is elected in 2024, Mike, that doesn't mean that you can ever make back the declines that have occurred in America from the gas prices, the inflation, the open borders that are about to get far worse. I don't know if we're ever going to recover from this. This is a communist attack on the United States. That's what I see.
Well, yeah, it is, but I look at it as a little differently. I know God's had his hand in all of this, and I believe that if it didn't go down this way, if you would have put, and I tell this to the president too, our real president, of course, if they would have done, if judges would have actually looked at the evidence back then, or the Supreme Court would have flipped it to Donald Trump, or anything would have happened to reverse this biggest crime, we wouldn't have found out many things that we've found out now, which is which platforms were corrupt, like Zuckerberg's Facebook, Twitter, Vimeo, all these places. We wouldn't have found out all these corrupt Republicans and Rhino Republicans. It's been an educational process for everyone. And we would not have found out about the voting machines. And this is all going to come out. It's going to all unravel. And I believe, as things keep going bad here, you're getting more and more people. You realize 4 weeks ago, it was Real America's Voice or whatever, Choice or whatever it is. Real America's Voice.
Poll
where 35% of Democrats now believe the election was stolen. But it's opening up people's eyes. When you talk about propaganda like Goebbels did in Nazi Germany, these people have been brainwashed for decades now. And look at our colleges. They took God out of our schools. I believe now that these people's eyes are getting opening because I'll tell you what, people are looking for hope now, and they're going, wow, they're looking in this manifestation of this stolen election, all these terrible things going on. Even if you're a liberal Democrat, I don't care what you are, you're going, we got a problem here. And it seems to point right to whatever's in office. So I think what's going to happen, and the president said it best at the rally we were just at, it's going to be a different party here. It's going to be called the Common Sense Party. And when we get through this, I believe we will once again be one nation under God. And now, and all these things change. But like you say, and the president and I talk about this, Mike, it's 2.5 years. Wait, look how much damage they did.
Right. I just don't know how we're going to survive it.
But we do know. Look what he did. Look what he did. If everyone goes, rewinds their brain to December of 2019. That was Merry Christmas. All the consumer confidence, all-time high, lowest unemployment, all these amazing things that had happened. Those were manifestations of what political decisions made by him and his administration, our great President Donald Trump. But he did it in spite of all the attacks of both his own party, the Democrat Party, every single big tech. It didn't matter. And he still was able to do that. You think what he's going to be able to do now with 90% of the country behind him.
Let's hope and pray, Mike. Let's pray. Hey, Mike, we got to run. We're up against the news break. Mike Lindell, always positive. I love that about you. Inventor and CEO of the great MyPillow, ally of President Trump, a hero to America. Check him out at MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, God bless you. Thank you for coming on the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Or...